USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
4 months after border czar Vice President Kamala Harris has yet to introduce any solutions to the border crisis, Customs and Border Patrol has announced new numbers. In all of 2020, 309,000 encounters were registered. Since President Biden opened the border, 1.2 million people have entered, putting a severe burden on the American taxpayers. Former ICE Director Tom Homan on Fox News.
You can't tell me one thing this administration has done to slow the flow. Every week they come out another giveaway. You know, we're not going to detain you, or we're not going to give you a court date. And now, recently, they're going to change the rules of asylum because they know 90% don't qualify. So now they're changing the rules so more people qualify, which will bring more people to the border. And it's going to get worse.
Plano, Texas firefighters rushed to the scene of a house explosion on Monday afternoon. The explosion caused major damage to two other homes. Six people, three children, three adults, were taken to the hospital. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer set a vote for Wednesday to begin debate on one of the infrastructure bills. Since the legislation has not been written yet, Schumer said he would use a shell bill. This will allow the Senate to begin debate and amendments on the legislation. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said it must be written before the Senate begins debate. People from around the world are going to the U.S.-Mexico border, as demonstrated by the sheer numbers. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has a border update.
The number of illegal immigrants caught crossing the southern border is topping the 1 million mark this year. Hector Garza with the National Border Patrol Council says the flood of illegal immigrants is taking a toll on the agency's morale.
When you are assigned to do a job to protect the border, and when you're not given the resources to be able to do your job, it brings morale down.
Garza adding members of the Border Patrol feel the federal government doesn't have their backs. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As inflation is taking hold of the American economy, the cause, how long its effects will last, and the proper way to deal with inflation varies greatly between economists and the federal government. Ben Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
In remarks on the economy Monday, President Biden tried to assuage concerns over inflation, saying that recent increases in consumer prices will be temporary because of a number of efforts the administration is taking to bolster the economy. But Ohio Congressman Mike Turner says that those efforts will actually make things worse. The Ohio Republican tells CNN that the administration's proposals contain too much unnecessary spending that in themselves will cause more inflation.
Well, government spending never decreases prices. I mean, it obviously has an inflationary impact, and you just have to balance that as to what's going on in the economy at the time. Now, so far, we have some inflation that's happening in the economy as a result of the hangover, if you will, of the effects of what COVID did in our economy. You know, the trucking industry, other delivery supply chains in which we see inflationary impacts. But the infrastructure bill is important to do. Everyone sitting at home knows the condition of bridges and roads and highways that need to be done. But at the same time, these extra trillions and trillions of dollars that are not necessarily infrastructure, that we've heard wild numbers between $3 and $6 trillion additional, those do have an inflationary impact.
The catastrophic fireworks explosion that injured 17 people last month in a South Los Angeles neighborhood was caused by human error after bomb technicians miscalculated the weight of the fireworks. Los Angeles Police Department Chief Michael Moore said at a news conference Monday. USA Radio News.